As you might have learned from the back story here, we're going to get into a little bit of Nearfest discussion next on Live Free and Ham. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Live Free and Ham. I'm your host, Eric, call sign N1JUR, and this is our weekly show where we discuss ham radio topics in New Hampshire, New England, and beyond. We're thrilled to have you guys here, and so whether you're a regular listener or you're tuning in the first time, thanks again for listening to the episode. So, with that, as I said, all right, introducing myself, I'm Eric, N1JUR, and I'm with my illustrious hosts.
It's Paul, N1OG, The Grouch.
And Todd, W1STJ, and Stella General.
Stella General, but loving it.
Loving every minute of it.
I love it. All right. So, as always, before we like to get into our topic, or let's just say something extra with Todd there, and then maybe the topic after, if it so tickles your fancy, you know, we like to catch up on, you can always head over to our storefront at livefreeandham.com/shop. Check out all of our awesome merch there. I am wearing our Be Like Bob Patreon shirt, and at the bottom it says, you know, Live Free and Ham member. Bob is our great friend and one of our first Patreon members to support the channel, and we love Bob. He's been great. He's an awesome guy to hang out with. And so you can pick up this shirt and many others over at our shop there. And, you know, as always, if you are so interested, and I don't have one with me, is a bacon hammy. You can go pick up our little bacon, We can pick up our little hammies there and turn it into bacon if you chose to, but you can dole those out. You know, if you don't know what those are our version of the old ducks for jeepers. We like to do that for ham radio. So if you find a ham radio person in the wild with their antennas and you want to show some love, you could pick up a few of those, put your call sign on the bottom and put it on their dash or put it on their car door handle, or walk over and hand it to them and just say, "Hey, I see your antennas, Mr. Cool Guy. You know, you're just like me." So, you know, that's one way. It's way better than trying to figure out how to write your QSL card on there and give them a 5-9 when you don't actually make a contact with them. You know, it's just a big mess. So it's all simple and easy. So, you know, if you want to connect with our community, and I'm throwing Paul like curves left and right here. He's like, "When do I hit the buttons, guys?" You can connect with our community, and you can do that through our live stream, which this month is all and done. But we'll be coming at one in October, so make sure you stay tuned for that. That'll be our Nearfest live stream. Hopefully, you'll if you're a Patreon member, you're going to get this notice already, so you won't have to worry about it. But pay attention to our Discords for any of those future updates. And we always like to say, you can reach out to us via SMS, email, or leave us a voicemail at 978-233-1142. And again, all those wonderful links are in our show notes of every episode, so you can't miss. And if you want to support our show, you know, you can be a Patreon member, just like Bob. You'll get tons of free stuff. And as always, there are all our Patreon members, and we keep adding to those ranks, and I got to keep getting those updated for Paul there. But you get access to unfettered content for shirts and t-shirts and discounts, and the list goes on and on and on. So all you have to do is head over to our website, click on that Patreon link, and come be part of the show and help support us, because we love doing this stuff and we want to continue it. And as Bob always says,
you can join for as little as $3 a month. It's not a big expense.
No, it is not. And Bob is so true on that. So yeah, help come support the show. And as always, you can always head over to our Discord too and come join us there as well. And all those links are down in our show notes. And so for this evening, we do not have anything in Winlink. We do not have anything in the mailbag. We do not have anything either via carrier pigeon or any of others. And don't even think about do good, because I don't think we've done a do good in a long time. Maybe we'll just have to come up with something. Who knows? But you know, if you feel so compelled, feel free to email us your do good story. Feel free to email us any questions or comments or feedback that you want for us to discuss on the next show. And as always, we'll be glad to share it with you. And we want to be able to just help you guys out.
So if you got stuff.
Yes. How dare you? Exactly. How I dare extend the invite. So, or just tell us, you know, our refrigerator is running and we need to renew our car radio warranties or whatever. So with that, let's kick this thing off, and we're going to go right into
It's everyone's favorite segment.
And now, a little something extra with Todd, W1STJ.
Still a general.
All right, well, you've heard it here. This is where we help you study for your extra class license, because that's really what this show is about. It's not about Todd getting his extra. It's about you getting your extra or your general or any of those things. We should just start to incorporate all the general technician questions there. You know, what can you do about that, Paul?
You know, really, all we got to do is pick one for the night. We could do a tech one night, a general one night, extra a different. Yeah.
How more confusing is that going to be for you, Todd?
Yeah.
What would be absolutely hilarious is if we all got a tech question wrong.
Yes, I 100% agree. Which, once Todd finishes passing his extra, maybe that's what we'll do in the future, just to kind of spin it up and make, you know, it interesting.
Something
so all of us test against it.
With Eric, since he's the tech guy.
Yeah, okay. I'm technical in terms of, you know, skill set, not studying questions. So, yeah. All right. Well, you know, as you know, the rules here, we study, we help Todd pick three questions, test his knowledge, hope he gets his upgrade someday. And so if you want to follow along, you head over to hamstudy.org, which is the best study tool on the market, no matter what anybody else says. You know, and it's always an awesome resource to help you prepare for all your tests. And they are doing awesome stuff in the community to be able to help continue to further ham radio along. So it's always, always supported in the Live Free and Ham community. And so with that, I hand it over to our VE Quizmaster. Paul, take it away.
All right. So Todd, tonight's first question comes from sub-element number 2. And the question is, which of the following is a characteristic of the FST4 mode? Is it A, variable transmit receive periods? B, 7 different tone spacings? C, all of these choices are correct? Or is it D, 4-tone Gaussian frequency shift keying?
I don't even remember this question.
I don't either.
Like, D just seems like it'd be the right answer, but it almost seems like it's too easy, because
I would have thought C would have been the right answer, just as because it seems too easy.
Well, right. An A? I don't know.
Have we even used F? What is
I don't FST4? Even know what it is.
I honestly, we'll have to find out when we get into the more information after
Todd gives an answer. I'm going to go with D.
I you know, I like C just because it's going to be one of those things that just like says, sure, why not?
All right. Well, Todd said D. D is incorrect.
So you can't. Oh, you could be correct. I was almost right. It does have phone torn frequency shift keying.
What the hell is it? Has to do with WSJTX, according to my quick Google search, but.
All right, so the FST4 mode has several characteristics that make it unique and effective for LF and MF band communications. Here's a breakdown of each characteristic mentioned in the question. Number 1, 4-tone Gaussian frequency shift keying, 4-GFSK. FST4 uses a modulation scheme called 4-GFSK, which stands for 4-tone Gaussian frequency shift keying. It's redundant,
wow.
But thank you. this involves 4 distinct frequency tones, and Gaussian filtering is applied to minimize bandwidth and reduce interference, enhancing the efficiency of the signal transmission. Variable transmit receive periods. FST4 offers a variety of transmit receive periods, allowing users to choose from multiple sequence lengths dependent on their needs. The available periods include 15, 30, 60, 120, 300, 900, and 1800 seconds, providing flexibility for different communication scenarios and signal conditions. And then you've got 7 different tone spacings corresponding to the various transmit receive periods. FST4 also has 7 different tone spacings. These tone spacings are adjusted to fit the duration of the transmission sequence, ensuring optimal performance and sensitivity for each specific period. Since these are all characteristics, all of these choices are correct. So your memory aid, FST4, four answers are correct.
Here's where FST4 is actually used. And God, you know, heck, I would have never like bothered to even pay. I'm looking at my WSJTX, and of course, guess what's in the mode? FST4, W2 as well. You know what bands it supports? Gigahertz. That's why we're like, we don't play in that space. So, you know, okay. if we were big, you know, dish guys and did microwave stuff, yeah, that's where that plays. Not my ball, Park. Well,
that's all right.
Going back to FT8.
All right. So, Eric's got one, Todd's got zero. Question number two for the evening. Which of the following digital logic families has the lowest power consumption? Is it A, CMOS, B, ECL, C, a Schottky TTL, or is it D, an NMOS?
You can join.
Wrong button.
Yes, you can. Because you're going to want to.
Do you know this one, Eric?
I remember if it was, I thought it was CMOS, but Schottky TTL sounds. Yeah,
that's the one I think it is. C.
I'm going to go with CMOS, but.
Okay. Well, Todd says Schottky, so we're going to click on C. And C is incorrect. Eric said CMOS. And CMOS.
Wow, I'm on fire tonight, my friend.
Is correct.
Jesus.
The memory is working.
Yeah, there you go. So for your explanation, CMOS stands for complementary metal oxide semiconductor, is a digital logic family known for its very low power consumption compared to other logic families. This is because CMOS circuits only draw significant power during switching, when the transistors are changing states from on to off and vice versa, and have negligible power consumption when in a steady state, either on or off.
Just like your computer.
And yeah, so for fully understanding these types would require a lot of reading. So this one you'll most likely just need to remember. But for many that are familiar with computers, the term CMOS may be familiar because it's used to store BIOS settings on most computer motherboards. There you go.
There you go.
All right. Todd, you're striking out. The third and final question comes from sub-element number one. So you should be able to get this one.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, on what frequencies are spread spectrum transmissions permitted? Is it A, only on amateur frequencies above 420 megahertz? B, only on amateur frequencies above 144 megahertz? C, only on amateur frequencies above 50 megahertz? Or D, only on amateur frequencies above 222 megahertz.
222.
20 megahertz. 20 centimeters.
It's
the
1.25
meter
Thank
band.
You, yeah, something like the conversion. Whatever, converted.
I'm gonna say C.
You, sir, I would say are correct.
All right, so Todd and Eric are in agreement that C is the correct answer. Oh,
oh wow.
Now I'm gonna hear
but it's not.
Song.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wow. All right.
Wow, it's 220. What?
Okay, so there you go. Correct answer is only on amateur radio frequencies above 222 megahertz.
What the heck is spread spectrum?
So, spread spectrum uses a wide bandwidth, which would cause too much crowding on the relatively narrow bands below UHF. See FCC rules 97.305, authorized emission types. Your tip, SS222, the twos are spread into 222. Okay. I mean, if that helps you.
I don't know how that was. Apparently it's not that study hint is not helping us because we didn't retain it last time this question maybe came around. Wow. Okay, please hit me, sir.
I'm defeated.
If I could only get AI to actually make Todd look like Meatloaf, but with Todd's face, and then put a little label above it that says 2 out of 3 ain't bad, that would be the next t-shirt. If we could figure that out. So I'm going to throw that out to our listeners here. So this is a challenge. If you can make an AI image that looks like Todd's face, but looking like Meatloaf, and then at the very top at a curve or whatever you want to do, it says 2 out of 3 ain't bad, I will send you a copy of that t-shirt.
I would almost be willing to bet that there's probably a Meatloaf shirt already in existence with like his outline on it. Yep. And so we just need to superimpose Todd's face.
Yep. And it's got to look like it was done. Like there's, you can't see little lines, you know, it's got to look crisp and clear for a t-shirt. So there you go. I throw out the gauntlet. So with that, if you're on the journey to study like Todd and all the rest of us here for your technician general or extra class license, well then, as we always said in the beginning, hamstudy.org is the place, and it's the most best, awesomest, excellent resource for getting your ticket. So again, if you've received maybe your license or upgraded, let us know. We want to recognize you on the next episode for your hard work. And you can always email us at livefreeandham@gmail.com or give us a call at 978-233-1142. Or Paul, did we get any recent ones come out yet?
Nope. Not that I've taken part in. There is a Toad's Clubhouse session tomorrow night. I think there's only one person testing so far. And then in 2 weeks, we've got the local session. So hopefully we'll get some good new licenses and upgrades out of that one.
You should take all of those old tests you printed and have Todd take them just to see if he can get that one question that actually is like broken or taken out of the question pool.
Well, I haven't tossed those exams yet. So I do have, I think I have 15 of each element. So yeah, Todd can just sit there and just take test after test after test.
We should do a skills competition at the next 24-hour POTA as kind of a joke thing, and like give like stupid prizes away or like little trophies. And we should have everybody sit in a row who's in the competition and take the test of whatever general or whatever. And the one who passes it wins and gets to like, you know, get the extra points. And those that don't, you know, end up getting like, I don't know.
Shame.
Shame. Exactly.
See all these extras not passing the technician course.
Depending on when you do that, I can only imagine the level of alcohol content in people's blood system, whether or not that'll actually work out well. All right, man. Well, hey, just planting ideas, guys. You know, 24-hour POTA's like what? 8-11 months
less
away?
Less than a year away. It's coming up.
Oh, God. All right. So in our usual format, let's catch up with our ham radio weeks. How is your ham radio week, Paul? What you been up to?
So I didn't do a ton of ham radio this week, but I did get together with KC1OHT, Shannon. We went and activated Robert Frost's homestead in Derry on Thursday. We did that in the rain. I had just enough of a pause in the rain to throw the Reliance Unfed up into a tree. The funny thing is, though, right, is so if you're familiar with the parking lot at Robert Frost, I was all the way down the end, so I was like right as close to the trail beginning as I could be, and I figured for sure anybody showing up wasn't going to be walking through the trail, so it wouldn't be a big deal that the coax was going out my back window of my truck and then, you know, like up into the tree that way. But no, sure enough, there was a couple of young gentlemen. They parked next to us. And so I'm super paranoid about my surroundings, right? I'm always, you know, kind of like watching. And so I noticed that this guy was kind of hovering on the driver's side, kind of back portion of my truck. And so Shannon's sitting, you know, in the passenger seat. She's calling CQ. So I roll the window down and I looked over and I was like, are you all right? Like, can I help you? And he goes, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you. He's like, I'm just curious. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, well, I'm like, this is amateur radio. And I was like, we just finished talking to a guy in France. And he's like, no way. You just talked to somebody in France? Like, yeah.
Just an average day for us.
Yes, no big deal. Dude, 10 and 15, it was unreal. Keith, AC1RH, he was activating at Rock Rimmon in Manchester. And so from Manchester to Derry is, you know, what, maybe 30 miles as the crow flies?
Yep.
But beautiful. Like, I mean, we must have had like the pipeline to one another. It was like he was sitting in the next seat. So it was good to get him, park to park. But it was just so much, France, Belgium, Spain, a lot of Germany stations, just kind of like that whole area. There was just a big funnel, on 10 and 15. So yeah, it was absolutely great. I think we had 37 contacts in the log for each of us, and wow. It was a good time. Even got Ryan, W1SNH. The interesting thing is right, he was remoting into his station in Milford from Ohio. And so, like you could almost like kind of hear like the slight delay in the connection of the PTP going it was really cool.
Sweet, yeah, it's always good to get Ryan. He always surprises you too. You never just like expect it, and like all of a sudden you're like, that can't be him because you hear his call sign. And you're like, nah, whatever.
Well, I've been when I'm at the rail trail, I've gotten him like the last two times. I've gotten them from home,
right?
Which is like he's pretty close.
But you—I mean, you got him what on 15 or 10?
Me?
No, Paul.
I think we were on 15 at that point. Yeah.
Wow. I gotta do more on 15, man. I don't do enough on 15. Like my band that I just don't remember that it's there.
It's the redheaded stepchild.
Pretty much, exactly. It's sort of like how I used to treat 10, and then now I warmed up to 10, and now I remember like, oh, I have 10 meters, I can go to that, and then I go to, you know, but 20, like 20's just been good for me, like obviously recently with the, you know, rail trail, and 20 was great for me, and we'll talk about the other stuff I did, but I didn't get to work you, which I was bummed at, because I saw you pop up on the spotting page, but I didn't, you know, for whatever reason, I couldn't find you again.
Oh, bummer. So here's an interesting thing, right? My favorite frequency is 28.420.
I thought it was 7.200.
Well, that's when I've got a little alcohol in me. When I was on 15, I was trying to look and figure out a good frequency to call out on. And wouldn't you know that 21.420 is in the band.
One on Wednesday or you Thursday? You went on Thursday.
Yeah,
so close.
Yeah, so I found a new favorite frequency on 15.
Nice. So over all of the contacts, mostly 15 and 10, or just on 15?
We had 11 on 10, and the rest were on 15.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, and the France station actually hunted on both bands.
Oh, so you got a double from them. Nice.
Yeah. And he sent me the electronic QSL card right away too, which is kind of cool.
You get a, what's the word I was looking for? Usually 891, or you use the G90?
Yeah, no. Shannon offered the G90, and she also had whatever that big fucking stupid Yaesu radio is that I don't like.
The X10.
There you go. The one we had at the POTA or whatever.
Yeah, the DX10.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So I was not using that fucking radio. So no, we went with the 891.
Will never touch a DX10.
I set the radio just on the middle of the dash, Although, like, now, all right, you know how I am about being prepared for, like, anything, right? Mm-hmm. And so she's got this battery that, I shit you not, it's like
power.
Whatever the biggest freaking battery size is for a 100 amp hour battery, I mean, this thing is huge.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, listen, I got a 12 amp hour battery that's nice and small, and it's, you know, it's great. And I could do a 5 hour activation on that battery, no problem. Well, I didn't think about it, right? I did the Iowa activation when I was out in Iowa.
Oh, you never recharged it?
And I used that battery. And then I did Montesano, and I used that battery. And I threw it back in my bag. I never charged it.
Oh, did the great Grouch actually not come prepared for this one time and made it look like
no.
He had pie on his face?
Oh, no. I was still prepared because I had the 20 in the bed of the truck. But yeah. Oh yeah, mid freaking calling CQ, all of a sudden, and I'm like, oh, hold on, let me grab the other battery real quick.
Yeah, you still had 100 amp hour sitting probably in the back seat or whatever. How big that thing was?
Yeah, no, I didn't bring the 100 amp hour.
I thought her battery.
Oh, was hers. Yeah. Hers. Yeah. Well, yeah. Dude, I wasn't gonna ask her to pull that thing out of the Subaru, like. Jesus.
It's a brick. I
don't even know where we would have put that freaking battery in the truck. Like, she would have had to like put it at her feet or something.
Yeah, that's the only way. I mean, there's no room. Like, you can't put that on the dash. There's probably a cable's not long enough to reach all the way in the back. So God forbid Watson touch it. Cool. Well, dude, that sounds like, I'm almost like surprised. I know maybe you guys haven't picked up on this, but like, it seems like September seems to be getting better and better with the bands. And like, I'm afraid that like, what, we hit the end of October and it's all going to go in the tank.
Well, no, but what it is now that we're coming into fall, we're not getting as much of the D-layer absorption.
Yeah.
And so we're getting the, you know, 10, 12, 15, 17 that's, you know, we're getting really good, propagation on those bands. According to Tamitha Scove, though, like, the sun is still, she's an angry bitch. And yeah, we got a whole bunch of coronal holes that are going to come turning facing us about midweek. So
yeah,
be on the lookout.
Which is really freaking awesome, because guess what I have to do this week? I have to do two antenna reviews this week. And you know what? It's going to suck.
Well, I'm going to my favorite park on Tuesday. Shannon wanted to come along. She wants to see the park. So,
she just wants to know where your secret spot is. That's as simple as it, you know.
Yeah, probably. Everybody wants to know where that secret spot is.
It's a good spot.
W8CJL, he knows, because he grew up at Pratt Pond. So
yeah, so he definitely knows. Yeah, well, hey. Yeah, good for you. And definitely, depending on my schedule, it's either Tuesday or today. I can't remember when I'm going to be doing that antenna review, but I got to get that done. And this week is shaping up. It's only like literally like a 4-day work week for me, because Friday we're going to have Nearfest. And at that point, you know, that's a whole dedicated thing. So, you know, got to get prepared for all that.
Yep.
All right. Well. Cool. Well, it sounds like you definitely had your POTA fill. So how about you, Todd? What's your POTA like, or ham radio week look like?
I just got my hotspot, so I should be able to use
All-Star.
All-Star. In my truck, in my Jeep.
It's hard to say. It's like a seat of Metafin.
Yeah. All-Star in my truck. So we've tested it before the recording tonight, and it should work. So I'll find out tomorrow morning when I go to work. I'll probably be on the Live Free and Ham node, see if anyone's out there.
I'll be in the office, so I'll definitely
now be. I gotta get the music clip. Hey, now you're an all-star, get your game on, go play.
There we go. Yeah, we need it, man. It's gonna be our mantra for a while. Well, it's kind of good, because like All-Star starting to pick up. I mean, Mike was, you know, he's had, Freddie has made his rounds. Like, my gosh, he's literally on the circuit now. It's like he's got a book tour going on. It's All-Star Pie Tour, but whatever. He's definitely making the round. So I think I'm pretty psyched that Mike's starting to kind of play around with that. You know, Todd's finally got All-Star. Paul, you got All-Star. And so maybe we can just get more people going. It'd be kind of fun.
Hell yeah.
Well, you know, it's, we need to get our club repeater on All-Star.
Oh, yes. That is another move that I...
If
that,
only.
Well, that's happening. We got $9,000 sitting in the bank. It's freaking happening. Just
you don't even have to spend a lot of money. My gosh, literally, okay, so I'll let the cat out of the bag. For those that are listeners, and you're obviously, you know, our general listenership will hear this now. I finished building our Live Free and Ham All-Star Hub. So you can head over to 580-871. That's our Live Free and Ham Hub. Connect to it. Say hello. You know, this is going to be like, you know, we're testing it out. So just, you know, be wary. It might go down. It might change as we kind of adjust to it. But, you know, I'll throw it out there. You know, guess what? You can now connect, hang out with us. I always monitor it. It's my primary, hub to connect to. And I know once Paul finally gets his second node in the trailer set up and Todd finally gets on the road and start playing with his, we'll be up there. So, yeah, say hello. You know, we want to use it as a way to stay connected. Yep. Yeah, we might actually put a...
Good morning, Vietnam. I'll be like every time I get in the car, good morning, Live Free.
Actually, I think we can play a message file, so we might actually be able to do that. I have to go in and start tweaking some of that.
Every time I turn it on, good morning.
So, you should talk to KO4JJU because he set it up for the Flag and Torch Society. Mm-hmm. And he's got like 30 different music or audio files that play I think it's like at the 15 and a half hours marks.
Yeah.
But they're all different, you know, instead of be like, oh, you're listening to, you know, Flag and Torch Society where, you know, our coffee is cold and our attitudes are bitter. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like something it's cheeky things. Like,
yeah, that's cool.
Are you allowed to do that on the
it's an ID.
Yeah.
You can have, I thought you're not allowed to have recordings.
That's what the CW ID is on repeaters, or some repeaters have like, you've reached a W4SAS, you know.
So you could have good morning, Live Free and Ham every morning.
good.
Every time someone logs into it, that's what they get.
I'll add that to my bucket list item, which will probably be in 2 weeks. So yeah, it's coming.
Oh, wow.
Every morning at 0500.
Oh God! And every hour,
and then every time the Grouch connects, we'll just play Sesame Street.
Can you tell me how to get? Oh boy, this could turn into something.
It could be a popular note. People would just get on here. What's coming up next?
They'll just connect in every time so they can hear the message of the day and just disconnect. So it'd be like a lot of kerchunking the whole entire time. It'd be just like a regular repeater. Woo-hoo. Sweet. That's awesome. Please don't. Not that it kills, you know, radio cycles. But.
So anyway, that's my ham radio stuff. So let's ask Eric, what'd you do this week?
Well, I did a clearly
you missed. Wait, hold on. You clearly missed the Near Live Cat
podcast. I did, but I had a legit reason. So, like, if for those that are my followers of N1JUR, know that I used to do on every Sunday live Brew and Activate. Well, because of my schedule and family and personal changes with work and whatnot, I had to move that, you know, to another date. Which the good news is, if you got the message on my channel, you'll know that, you know, we're moving that to Friday. And so our first kickoff is on Friday. All that be leading up to is that I also had a customer issue that I had to deal with Saturday night too as well. And then, you know, shortly after when we ended at 8, I had date night with the wife anyway. So it was like, okay, I got the customer stuff done just as you guys were wrapping up. And I was just like, oh, I'm not even gonna be able to join at this point. So the Todd's already jumping off. So I was like, all right, fine, whatever. So yeah, I missed it, but you know, dude, it was in good hands. You know, Paul stepped up. You know, he did the emceeing. No problem. He threw Shannon under the bus the first 5 seconds, but you know, hey, you know, trial by fire. It all works fine by me.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
I'm gonna get back on Mike on that stupid Hertz rental comment, but you know, that's just for another day.
Shannon takes a lot of abuse.
Oh, you guys do a lot. I went back on Team Replay and watched that, and I was like, oh, poor Shannon, welcome to, you know, trial by fire with us. But she takes it, you know, she can probably dole it out too, but she's, you know, more sophisticated. Well, just
even
than
in
us.
The chat, did you read some of the chat stuff going on? I didn't
get through all the chat, no.
That's where she takes the abuse, in the chat.
Oh, no. Poor girl. She's a trooper. And so, yeah, so we're moving Brew and Activate. So Brew and Activate will be Friday.
So is she your co-host now on Brew and Activate?
She is. I won't call her my Frank, but she comes in from time to time to help out. She does a freaking phenomenal bang up job with getting, you know, the chat moving and people conversing. Because as Paul knows, it's tough. You have to manage the chat. You have to manage the conversation. You have to pretend you're participating at the same time. And
oh, it's, you know, so much easier to have a second person just doing background things.
Exactly. And she does a phenomenal job at it. So, you know, even though, like, I talk a lot, which you guys are very, you know, accustomed to in general. So, you know, obviously it was missed on Friday or Saturday. So no,
I took your place there.
I know you did an awesome job, my friend. There's no need to apologize. You know, I appreciate all of the T-Mobile stories and the fact that you're now an official, spokesperson of T-Mobile.
Listen, 22 years of Verizon, they can kiss my ass.
What's the Verizon commercial? Can I hear you now? No, yeah. shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck off. So, in all that being said, yes. So, Brew and Activate, Shannon's gonna, you know, be in and out as she, you know, as part of it. But to get back to what I was doing was that Paul obviously did Robert Frost, and I ended up having a job that I had to do down in Stoneham, and there was a park that I had somehow missed somewhere in Andover. I don't know how I missed it or where I missed it or, you know, whatever. And it's not like a 5-digit, you know, new park. It's been around for a while. And so I got out of my job early and I was like, oh, I'm just going to, instead of go to lunch, I'll go activate the park because it's literally like 20 minutes away from where I was in Stoneham. And so I went over to Harold Parker State Forest, and dude, that is a freaking like dense forest and like it's big. And so I went over to a place in Harold Forest or in Harold Parker State Forest, you know, spread called Chris Pond or whatever it was. And I was there in the parking lot. And I was the only one there, and I didn't bring my antennas, but I had my ATAS and my 891. And so I fired up on 20 meters. And of course, and here you go, Todd, this just confirms your belief that, you know, the power of YouTube. I was literally on the, you know, making contacts in general, spinning the bands, you know, and I finally started to activate. When I started to finally activate, I got one or two contacts from folks because I was also live streaming. And of course, in the infinite wisdom of live streaming, I am never going to live stream from my camera again because this thing fucking sucks when it comes to live streaming, when you have to, like, you know, you can't do horizontal in YouTube format. It's all portrait. And so, like, I'm trying to do portrait, trying to run the radio, trying to do all this stuff. And of course, none of my mounts hold the phone. Long story short, I'm starting to do my activation. And of course, the one guy I do a park to park with, you know, or he comes back to me with park to park. He's like, oh, hey, a YouTuber. Wow. Hey, you know, and that just set everything off. Like literally after that point, it was like, I'm with royalty. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Blah, blah, blah. And I can't remember the guy's call. I have to go back in the logs and look. But, you know, after that, it was just like nonstop.
Mr.
And it was like,
famous Eric.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm just a guy. That's all I am. I'm a boy.
Oh yeah. It's been going on for a long time, folks.
Yeah. I'm now realizing your pain there. Sorry, Todd.
Like, a lot of us are really smart. I'm really smart.
You're the most amazing guy.
No. I'm just a man with a microphone. So, yeah, I mostly did on 20. I should have paid attention more and, you know, sought out a 15 because I can definitely do 15 on the ATAS and 10 for sure. But I was there for probably about 45 minutes and live streamed for about the same. And it was fun because we had Rabbit Ham and a few others that were working, working me, you know, literally. It was kind of funny because, like, before I even spotted myself, I had put in the disc in the chat, or I said in the video, I'm like, I'm on 14.283 or something like that. I can't remember what the frequency was. And not even before I started calling CQ, Rabbit Hand's like, hey, N1JUR, I'd like to make, I'm like, dude, I haven't even spotted like myself physically and I'm already making a contact with you. And it's like, okay, fine, whatever. We'll just roll right into it. Throw me off guard. So yeah, it was fun. It was a good activation.
He's so popular now. He needs an assistant to handle spotting, logging. Cause you know,
screw the assistant. We're just going to do AI. Like we talked about before.
Click the mic.
Oh man. Yeah. So
there'll be a whole production. I've learned. Of his own trailer come out of. All right, the king is coming to do POTA.
Sorry, Todd, I can't talk to you. My entourage will talk with you. Don't worry.
Talk to the PR person, please.
Yeah. Exactly right. Schedule a time. They'll look at my calendar and find a spot where we can have a converse. Yeah, catch you later. Yeah, no, sorry. Hopefully it never runs that way. So yeah, all in all, I will never leave home without my streaming gear, or if I'm especially going to think about doing a park, because that was like the dark ages for trying to like do a live stream. I was like, oh, this is so painful. I couldn't participate in the chat. You know, it was just, I was like in my head, it was like, oh, this should be easy. No problem. Everyone does their videos from their phones. This should be no problem. Yeah. My battery on the phone was like at 20%. My laptop that I forgot to bring, my POTA laptop, I used my work laptop, and that was at 20%. So I'm like trying to find ways to plug in, and like, oh, this is just a mess. But it worked out good.
How many contacts you make?
30, 37 in about 40 minutes. So not too bad.
Yeah, you would have more Europe. You would have had like 150 if you weren't so famous.
Maybe. The rail trail is a perfect example of that one, but yeah.
I'm like, I'm afraid to go out do any POTUS with you two anymore. Oh, never. Between the Grouch and you, it'll be like, and oh, we got a third operator. Who's that guy?
Whiskey one, what? Who? Yeah. What? Don't worry.
We don't need him. We don't need him. We just want to talk to you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you send us a QSL card with your signature on it, please?
Dude. Bottom line is that all I have to say is get your channel going before Shannon does, because she's going to take off.
She already started it.
I know. She's already started it.
She doesn't work. She's always doing POTA.
Dude. Oh, dude, that's a slap for stay-at-home mom. She doesn't work. Go ahead. I say that. Say that aloud. Let me re-quote this for her.
She's like, my kid goes to school and I grew POTA.
Dude.
Well, I'd like to, if I was at home, my kid goes to school, you got like 6 hours.
Let me come over and we'll hang out in your living room, and then I want you to say that to your wife and see what happens. See if you get decked.
You better videotape that shit.
Don't worry, dude. I'm gonna be camera. We're gonna be wired up.
she's working hard. She's got a at home.
I know. She works at home, but you know, tell her that she's a stay at home mom, and like, God, you just shot yourself in the head.
No, she said, my kid goes to school and I do POTAs all day.
What's wrong with that, dude?
That's she's got 6 hours during the day to do POTAs and do a website and or a YouTube channel.
Well,
what time do I have to do a YouTube channel? I'm out the door by 7 and I get home at like 4 or 5 o'clock and I'm exhausted. And then it's
you
like
helping Paul.
It's all in what you make it. It's all in what you make it. Like if you truly want to go fucking play POTA, right? Then you have to prioritize it and you have to make it. You have to make it. Like sometimes you're going to be tired. You're not going to feel good. You're not going to want to sit down and edit the freaking video afterwards. Like, dude, Shannon doesn't edit her videos. Like, look at her channel. Like,
straight, yeah, straight up.
Like,
you have to edit them, don't you?
Like, no. You don't have to.
There's no rule.
Yeah, but no,
look at my channel. My first videos was repeats of the freaking Live Free and Amp podcast, and it was just me going out doing random fucking parks. Like,
All right,
everybody starts somewhere. You just gotta decide to do it,
dude.
So what quit your 80 meter bitching.
In a YouTuber's life, is that they start like small, and then they get like, oh, this production stuff is really cool, and they got all wrapped up in it, and they say, screw this, I'm going back to the basics, and they start recording for their phone for the next 4 or 5 years, and then their channel just goes right off the roof. So
maybe I don't want to be a YouTuber.
You don't have to be.
All right,
but just fucking get like 50 people on your channel as subscribers so you can stream to your YouTube, so we can boost Live Free and Him more.
and if you don't want to do what we're doing, and don't bitch about us, you know, getting some notoriety from it.
I know. Come on, be our friend.
Be one of us.
You get to live famously through us, basically.
I know. I love it.
Because you're Todd.
I'm hanging with N1JR people.
You are, what's the guy
I have
in,
the connections.
I can't remember the character in Deadpool. The older guy, like, shoot. He was in Deadpool 2 or 3. He's the guy. Forget his name. Dead. All right.
Yeah, I didn't see the second and third one.
Deadpool. You know who? What POTA guy I envy is Keith. He's got over 70,000 POTA contacts because he worked. He was in the military, and then he did like special, I don't know, off like military crap privately.
He's talking AC1RH.
Yeah, and he's like, I mean, he was telling me he's like retired or something. So he's like, when I asked him, I said, hey, how many POTA at the 24? He's like, I think I'm around like 70,000. I'm like, 70,000 contacts? Like he is living the POTA dream. Like he's going to catch up to those guys that are like the top three. If he keeps going the way he's going.
Oh, maybe that's something that he's trying for.
I mean, he's got 70,000, I don't know how many, he's probably, I don't even know if he's done it. Has he been doing it for a year, a little over a year?
Been doing it for quite a while. Yeah, I mean, you have to look at his stats, but.
He's got a lot. I want to go out with my kayak with him. We're going to go and do that island. Remember, he was the first one. He got like that award or that recognition for doing that island near, I think it was near Rockport or something.
Holy shit. 84,059 QSOs.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's what I mean.
77 parks activated. 590 activations. Yeah. Good for you, Keith. Good for you, man.
He came to talk to me about parks on the air at a meeting, at a club meeting, and recognized my voice. And so I was like, yeah, you should come out with us. It's a lot of fun. And all of a sudden, he's like the king. It's awesome.
Yeah, but I want to know where his mark, like where the marker is when he started to introduce the 600 watt amp. Like, where did
he
it like
brought all that. Of a sudden? You know, he brought that.
No, he brought it. We didn't use it. I felt bad.
I'm like, what the hell is that thing? He's got this huge box. He goes, it's the amp. I was like, yeah, damn.
We could have definitely used it.
I don't think he's bringing that amp though on the kayak trips, getting those islands.
Not that one, but I'm sure he's brought it to other places.
It's awesome though. I mean, it's just I'm jealous and envious of him because that's just really cool that he's able to do that. And
oh man, why am I?
Who's got the what's the record for contacts? Like, what is that guy that has the most contacts? How many does he have?
You'd have to look it on the stats. I have to go back and look at it. I'm still looking up this.
Keith's got to be in that. He's got to be in the top 100.
So no. Well. All-time top activators. I hope that they sorted them correctly. No, they totally didn't. Okay. Kilo 7 Charlie Alfa Romeo is number one with 533,240
QSOs. He's almost a fifth of the way there.
And yeah, number two is 480,615. Number three,
wife,
400,565. So
he's getting there. I'm telling you, he hasn't been doing it for more than a little over a year, maybe. And he's got 84,000. A couple of years, he'll be right up there with him. And they've been doing this since those guys have started in like, what did it start in 07?
Yeah. He's in the top 50.
He's in the top 50?
Yep.
Yeah, he's getting there.
Why can I find this guy? Oh, man, it's going to piss me off. This is in the Deadpool and Wolverine movie. Why is his name escaping me? Oh, man.
Yeah, he's 45th, if my math is right.
Wow.
Good job, Keith.
Yeah, that's impressive.
It's going to be an honor doing a POTA activation with that guy.
if you can. I mean, he's such like constantly always doing one. Yeah. You never get on a schedule.
I'd be like, so what's your schedule today? I'll try to catch up to you.
He's like, can I just follow you?
Man, maybe I should reach out to him and see if he wants to go to Russell Abbott with me.
I'm sure he'd go with you.
You know?
He'll go.
Oh, dude, he would totally.
He probably liked that. I remember he was the guy, he was the one who was going to come with us when you and I did Russell Abbott. And then he reached out and he says, oh, he goes, he was doing another park. Maybe I can reach you. And then I called him and I said, yeah, we already left. And he goes, no problem. But he was going to be there that day that I brought Zach up to go fishing. He was going to try to meet with us that day. So I don't know if he's activated that park or not, but I'm sure he'd like to.
Well, totally. I'll tell you, I mean, it was nice. There wasn't a whole lot of people during the 24-hour POTA that came in and hung out with me in the mobile command. But Keith did. He came in and he hung out for a good while. It was nice.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see much of him because I think when I was running around with my head cut off trying to get all the food on Saturday, I was like, hey, Keith. And I said hello to him.
He left and then he came home back to get his dog. And then he had some other issue. He had to leave again. Okay. So he had said that he says, oh man, I'm sorry. I got to go. I don't know if I'll try to come back in the morning, but it sounded like he just had shit going on.
You know what it was? The next day was his birthday.
Oh.
And his brother came up from Florida.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so surprised him and he was at home.
Oopsie.
Oh, I'm camping with my camp radio friends.
Yeah, I told him, I was like, hey, bring your brother, you know, come back, yeah. You know.
Cool.
Oh, that's awesome. No, he's a good guy. He, I hope to find some time to do some parks with him. I think it'll be fun.
Well, I mean, we did it. We did the head-to-head vertical that failed miserably, but, you know, that was still fun to hang out. I mean, it felt bad for him because he was like, I've never used this antenna before. I'm like, I know, I barely used it myself, but got to figure out when we're going to do that again.
Yeah, and I don't remember which of the two antennas that specific one was, but that antenna, just throw it in the trash.
Oh,
whoever makes that antenna, just throw it in the trash.
I don't know how much it was the antenna. I think it definitely was partially my lack of, you know, fooling around with enough, because last time I had played with it was like 4 months before and I held on to it for like way too long for a review that he let me borrow it for. And I said, finally, I was like, and then that's when we did it in the snow. And that was like the most worst time we should have done it, because all of that snow treading back and forth. And I was like, this is not the place to be doing it. So now would be perfect time, but yeah, whatever. We'll figure it out. I'll have to get him another eval. All right, well,
what are we talking about tonight?
Nearfest. Yeah, well, among everything and anything, you know, we're gonna talk about Nearfest tonight. I know this is kind of like a, you know, after the fact, by the time most of our regular listeners are going to hear this, and so we apologize, but in essence, you know, hopefully, you know, if you are a Patreon listener, you're going to get this firsthand, you know. So we're doing a bunch of stuff. If you haven't paid attention to my channel, Grouch's channel, even Live Free and Ham, we're going to be doing Near Fest on Friday. It's kind of like our thing. We do it like twice a year. It's been, you know, so far the second time we've done this live stream and been hanging out with folks, but it's kind of a cool little ham fest.
This will be the second time, or
second live stream that we've done from Near Fest for Live Free and Ham.
Will be this one. Okay.
Yeah, because the first one we did was in the spring.
Best part of Nearfest is just, I like just hanging out with everyone.
Yeah. Did we not do something in the fall last year? I mean, I didn't have the camper then, but I thought we did something.
No, we were going.
We got
we
together, were
gonna do, but something happened.
Yeah, we ended we up not.
Go. I didn't go last fall.
Huh. Yeah. I went.
Yeah, both you and Paul, both Paul and I. No, actually, no. Gotta go back here, man. If we go to the spring one, the spring one was the live stream that we did. Let me go back to that day.
That was a fun one.
That was back
in the storm.
Well, yeah, that's rain. Yep.
So that was April.
Yep. So then that would be April 2025. So we didn't do anything the last fall. Yeah, we didn't. We were thinking about recording. We all met, though. I remember being there.
Yeah, because I did a video.
Yeah.
Was I there?
Yeah, you're probably there. Yeah, because I have a video for it too. I just saw that.
Because I distinctly remember I parked my truck in the yard of that house.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
In the front. And, right.
I remember that.
Okay. Yeah. So that was before. That was pre Tortoise. Before, you know, we bumped into him and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we were there. All blends, yep. Todd.
Was that one in New Boston, or is that the old one?
No, that was New Boston.
It was.
Yep. That was their second year or second time being in New Boston. Yeah, because they started that, the 2024, they started in New Boston in spring.
Yeah, because I remember the last time it was in Green, Green Deerfield?
Deerfield.
The last time, remember, we went, we were walking around and we were talking about we should do a live stream or whatever, and then it switched.
Yeah.
Right? Then it didn't come back there.
Right. Well, they had, at that point, they were getting kicked out of Deerfield and told that they need to go somewhere else, and there was already talks about how it was to, you know,
why did they get kicked out? What was the
agricultural fair wanted, you know, more agricultural like events?
Are you kidding me?
No.
I guarantee you, if there had been a 4-H component to Nearfest that was like publicized,
I would have loved it. Yeah.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah.
Would have been A-OK.
Agricultural.
Yeah, because the Deerfield Fair is all about agriculture.
Right, but don't they want to make money? Don't they make money on Nearfest?
That place is booked every freaking week through the whole year.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Nearfest in general is not a huge, like, they're a small little drop in the pond in comparison to all their other events that they have there. Yeah.
Huh. Although Nearfest is bigger than Huntsville.
Is it?
It is?
Size-wise of the vendors and the flea market section? Oh, fuck yes, it is.
Wow.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, we just don't get the big names. Like we don't have ICOM, Yaesu, Flex like that come up here.
To be honest, at this point, I'm tired of they aren't bringing anything new to the event. So like, whether they're there or not, big deal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Make more room for Reliance.
How big he is Huntsville versus this year. Marlboro?
I've never been to Marlboro.
Oh, yeah, we went to Marlboro. Marlboro is one room for all of the events, and then a bunch of like their claim to fame and their where they hang their hat on Marlboro is all about their forums. They love their forums. They promote them like they're the best thing, and nobody else does them. You know, whatever. I hardly attended.
The last time I was there, I didn't go this year, but the year before I went to a couple of the forums, and I wasn't too impressed.
Yeah, well, we went to Marvin's. We went to
Marvin's was good. Hey, yeah, I guess I mean those, but the like I went to the POTA one, and the way it was described, I thought it was going to be like something. It was just like intro to POTA. Like I could have done that one.
And we went to go support. Why did I just forget his name? Lost Nation Radio, Chris.
Chris.
Yeah, we went to go watch his video or his talk on his RV or on the whole radio setup and stuff. Which, it was a really good one. But
and then we were I mean, I thought it was pretty good, that one. But like I said, some of them were like I went, like, what was it? Oh, I went to the one you would have liked, which was like Being Prepared. And it was just a guy with a bunch of shit in his backpack. I'm like, you don't need all that crap. It was just fun, but I was like, oh, I should go to this one. This is, you know, see how good Paul is. And I looked at this guy, and he's like pulling crap out of his backpack. And I was like, dude, like,
try a color code system.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, all right. So being in Massachusetts, one aspect where you literally, the government doesn't allow you to be prepared is your Second Amendment rights.
I know. I'm right there with you. I was just talking about that today while I was at T-Mobile, because the girl that was helping me, her husband carries all the time, and he is a correction officer in Billerica, and he had one time he didn't carry, and he ran into one of the inmates on parole, and he thought it was going to go bad. So she says, he always carries. I said, well, don't let him carry in mass, but he's got like one of those L cards that lets him carry everywhere.
Hmm. So, yeah, the LEO. Yeah.
Yeah. So he can go anywhere. But like me, God forbid, if we drive, we're at the Pheasant Lane Mall and we take that last exit to get out there and get pulled over, we're looking at a year in jail.
Or at least.
At least.
Well, but you get conjugal visits.
Paul, you know that there was a guy that happened to. Like, he literally just, like, did a U-E and got arrested and thrown in jail. They're trying to change that law.
Yeah.
But it sets Massachusetts. Oh,
yep.
Hold on a sec. Wait a minute. Just so we can, you know, keep with the theme here. All right, well, let's get this train back on the Nearfest tracks, at least. So,
how many assholes come up to Nearfest for mass?
Quite a bit, I'm sure. or Connecticut folk too, as well. You know, let's go down that road. But at this point, I think we'll be doing. I forgot what we were really getting into. So, Grouch, you're going to be there what Thursday? Start of Thursday afternoon.
All weekend. You can't check in before 3:00. So I'll be there. You know, right about 3:00 to go through the gate. Hopefully, kind of get the same kind of location that I got last year up on the hill.
Okay.
So I'm just going to drive right up there then and find you. Yeah, I'm coming. I have to work Friday, but I'll right after work. I'll try to leave at like 3. So I'll get up there as soon as I can.
Right, well, I'll be out there all day and hanging out. So yeah, we got a bunch of stuff. I'm sure Paul, you're going to be doing some, you know, videos and hanging out and whatever else. I know I'm live streaming in the morning with Brew and Activate with Shannon, and you know, you're more than welcome to come hang out with us, Paul, at Matt's booth in the morning. And we're just gonna, you know, kind of do a bunch of different things there. And then, I'll be doing live stream in the afternoon on my channel. And then we'll be doing our live stream with Live Free and Ham. So yeah, you're going to get your fill for sure of all of us all day.
So what's your plan though? You're just going to live stream from Matt's booth, the Reliance Antennas booth.
Yeah. So Brew and Activate's usually about, you know, an hour, maybe 90 minutes or so, and we'll do a live stream at 10, and that'll be Shannon and I just hanging out at Matt's booth. We've got our usual kind of show, you know, stuff that we'll talk about. We got our bucket list items. We're going to talk about POTA and a few other things, and I'm sure, you know, we're going to do we're borrow from our Live Free and Ham stuff. You know, we're going to do a little you know, man on the street with folks that come by every once in a while and say hello. You know, we got a couple of questions we want to throw at them when it comes to POTA related stuff. So you know, we'll do that. Shannon's getting stickers, so if you're, you know, anxious to get one because they're pretty cool, I'm going to definitely have to make sure I've got one or two on a laptop and on the back of the truck.
All right, hold on. Speaking of that, okay, so she's got eyeball QSL cards, which I guess are about like business card sized. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's like just whatever. So your relative pertinent information. You know, for when you meet people.
Right.
And I guess that was a thing at one point that like people did. They carried these like little business card type things.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, you call us fancy fucking YouTubers. Like, I don't have any of those.
Well, that's not true. I mean, Mike has this, that's the wrong side. That's Mike's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the same size as hers or bigger? Like there, you said business cards, right?
That's how she described it. I haven't seen one.
Yeah, because like the YL ladies have one. You know, I still have all these on my desk. You know,
okay. Outside of the,
oh yeah.
Then so this yeah, is, maybe this is, maybe yeah, maybe I need to do some cards then.
Yeah, I was thinking that was on my list of to do stuff for Live Free and Ham stuff, but it's like it falls down and down. It's like I'll eventually get to it. So yeah, I agree. It's. Makes sense. I mean, how many times do we go, oh, just check our channel out, and they walk away and go, what was this call sign again?
Yeah, there's a lot, especially like when you're doing POTA, there's always someone that comes up just to throw out a card so they could.
Yeah.
I actually was thinking about that the last time I did when I was talking to that guy, and I was like, shit, I wish I had like a business card I could give him.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, heck, we have the ones for our club that's a little QR code thing that I still keep in my POTA bag that, works out pretty well a lot of times.
I have a handful of those. One.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is nice because it's a QR code on the back and, you know, get some more information, you know, kind of call to action stuff. But yeah, it would be great.
So we could make like a live, you could make like each one of your channel with a QR code on the back and then they could just.
Yeah. If I'll leave it to you guys. If you want to design it, install 3x5 on, grab a bunch. I'll give you the QR code off the website that we can point to our website because our website generates them automatically. So you don't have to go to like one of those stupid generators to find one. Yeah. Feel free to make one.
I think you should make a t-shirt with a QR code. You ever see those ones?
Dude,
where?
Yeah, I know. It's one more thing. Grouch, thanks. Hold on a sec. Let me just add it to the list here. I'm just going to get out of the scan in front of my boxers. Go ahead, scan that, the QR code, that. Oh, man. So, yeah, we'll be there at Near Fest for sure. You guys looking for anything or Grouch, you selling anything at Near Fest?
So I've been able to offload a lot of my extra radio things. I do have a couple, like little QRP kits, that they're built and I don't ever use them. So Tortoise has got a friend that's going to have a table. And so he's going to meet up with me at some point, Thursday morning before I head over, and he'll grab whatever from my house to sell. Cool. If I could find a really, really amazing deal on an ID50, I would absolutely love to pick one up. but it would have to be like $150 or less. Like,
pray tell why. Well, what's the allureness to the ID50?
Well, all right. So obviously I'm in.
You want to be like Kmart or something?
No. I love ICOM. But
I know that
the 50 and the 52 have that auto fucking repeater scan function. Mm-hmm. And so I want that.
Well, and did you hear the mini Baofengs have that Bluetooth programming option, and it pushes out one. Repeaters? Like, from what I understand from the mobile app, the Bluetooth programming app, that you can, from your mobile app, push out like whatever you want for configurations for repeater sites and tones and all that stuff to the radio.
I bought one, Eric.
I heard. It's not in your possession, though, right?
It's coming.
If I was going to get something like that, I would get the Vero.
Yeah. I would too. Yeah. I like the Vero size. The Mini is too small for me. I always imagine I could see where it applies for you, Todd. I will give you, I'll give you credit for that sense. It makes sense to have with you when you're in the work car and stuff like that. But like outside of that, I saw the one Ralph has and it's literally like the small little.
I'm only using it for the All-Star.
Yeah. That's about all it would make sense for.
That's all I'm using it for. Because honestly, I don't want to bring my good Yaesu 3D, whatever, R kick-ass radio that I have and leave it in my work car.
You don't want your little radio to come broken?
Because some assholes steal it. And if they steal the Baofeng, like
that's a problem.
Good luck.
I really don't think the reason is you're stealing it, because I do recall we were both sitting there looking like total morons going, how do you set this thing in simplex mode? I can't remember. What button do you press? It's more about that.
Yeah, we walked like the whole park trying to do that.
Oh my gosh. Two monkeys trying to figure out how to open a banana.
But you know what? But see, every radio should be like that. Should be able to have an app and you could just download, just be able to do it. Why not?
Should, man. We've talked about it.
I know. So good for Baofeng.
And if you're worried about somebody stealing it, just take a piece of paracord and run it through the little lanyard hole and then loop it around your belt and it won't fall off.
And the light.
I jumped out of an airplane with my FT3D in my pocket.
So it could survive that. It could survive a ham fest.
It's not Hamfest I'm worried about.
You're worried about forgetting it. Oh, dude, don't carry it in Nashua then. You're fine.
That's where I work.
Okay. Well, then they have no idea when they get the little Baofeng Mini. They'll be like, what's this little child radio? Did they get this out of bubble gum?
Like,
machine?
I use one of the work cars. We got like this new one, and I use it probably the most. Like, I was thinking, I'm like, I could probably like put an antenna on here, and they wouldn't even know. Like, I bet you they wouldn't even notice it. Like, if I put a little antenna, like, on that, they probably wouldn't know.
Nope. They would just normally, like, think it's just part of a cell antenna or something.
Just hide the radio under the seat.
have the coax coiled under the seat, right? And put a BNC end on it.
Right.
So that way you could just connect it right to the HT. Every time you get in, you're good. Then just put the coax back under the seat when you're done.
Or you could literally take, like, every time you're done with the car, just take the antenna off the bottom of the mag mount or whatever mount it is, throw that in the back of the trunk, and no one's ever going to go in the trunk for those cars. I mean, they're not throwing kids back there or anything. So
you don't know who we're throwing back there.
Okay. Well, you're giving something to pick the lock with then.
Yeah, when I was in Manchester, we had a car, and I freaking had to I had to get something, put something in the truck, and I opened it up, and, like, some asshole left, like, urine drug test. In the freaking, I'm like, what the f-? I was like, you could be shitting me, little cups of pee. Awesome. Like, who knows how long it's been sitting there? Dumbass.
Enough to make their own little science lab. So. Like, all right. So Grouch, you're roughly have stuff that you're going to be selling. So if folks are interested in grabbing official Grouch stuff, whatever that might be, I don't know, or radios that he's had or wanted to build or wants to get rid of, which I'm very proud of, my friend.
Dude, it has been hard. Like, not because I don't want to get rid of things, but because I know the value that it costs to buy and acquire all of the things that I have. And so now it's like, well, if it doesn't fit in the RV and I don't want to overload the RV, right? It's really coming down to like, do I really need this? Mm-hmm. Nope. Get rid of it.
Will I ever? No, sorry. Gone.
You know, I got a collection of hunting knives that I've acquired over the years, and I just put them online, $40 for all of them. Just take them fucking all. Just take them.
The likelihood of how many did you actually use in the collection? Probably maybe one, and studied the rest every once in a while. Yeah.
You could throw them in the sled.
So you could use them.
No.
And mind you, Paul, I just want to let you know that he's already alerted to everybody on the Winterfield Day that we are going to be setting up the replica of Paul's, igloo. Absolutely. Right down to like the scale models of the beds and everything.
Yeah,
and
then we are.
The hot tent. I know. I'm just saying.
That was the deal. That was the deal.
I told you, all you got to do is come over, look at what I got, tell me what you want to hang on to, and we'll put it all in the sled, and you could take it to your house.
No, I'm saying things that you want to keep, we can throw in the sled.
He wants all the things. He's been saying that already. Yeah.
No. There's going to be a tote, one tote,
mm-hmm.
with like my childhood scrapbooks and mm-hmm. those things, right? And I'm going to give that to you to hold on to. But no, as far as my ice fishing stuff, like I'm starting to get rid of it. So whatever you want, you got to come to my house. And
you're not keeping the tents.
If somebody offers me good money for them, I'm getting rid of them.
Okay. But you didn't want to get rid of them. And that's why I said you could keep them in the shed.
True. But he knows he's going to be spending more time in Florida in the winter months, and he's going to be a snowbird, but he's going to be a snowbird at 14,000 feet, you know? So he's just changing his patterns and hobbies and lifestyles. So, you know, he could, if he wants to go back to ice fishing.
Snow tent's going to turn into a hammock. I get it.
It's totally fine.
I love ice fishing. I love open water fishing, you know, just fishing in general, but like, yeah, it's to the point where I have so much stuff. Like I have to downsize. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I mean, I'm going to keep the house for another 3 years. So I don't have to liquidate everything, but like anything that I'm not going to use or I haven't used in the last 10 years, like it's going.
Yeah. Dude, makes sense. I mean, lighten your load and you'll be able to use that. The resources to build
so much
like
shit
other
in the
cool
basement.
Things.
I should just like, I haven't used this whole top rod. I didn't even want to look at it and just freaking toss it.
Put it this way. I know you guys probably don't do this every year, like at the end of the year, like December timeframe when like we have a great snow day. All I do is I'll go into all my freaking cabinets and I'll be like, do I use this? I haven't seen this in a while. Oh, this is great. And I'll find a home for it. Or if I don't find a home for it, I like recycle it or give it away or try to get it out of my possession. And I have to say it's been freaking freeing because at that point I freed myself up to like make more space for other stuff. And so, you know, and it's fine because it's like, you know, you know how it is. It's like I'm already building my all-star in the truck and I'm like thinking of all the things I want to do for that. But I got crap in my boxes that I haven't used, you know, my hope to one day do satellite. Yeah. I have three arrow antennas, my friend. Have I used any of them? No, I carry them to wherever we go, but do I use them? No, they just kind of go back. I mean,
by the time you get on it, there'll be some like high new arrow antenna that can track the satellites on a tripod.
I'll just go buy another. I'll end up going buy another one. So, you know, and that's like why I gave Tim my elk antenna because I'm like, dude, he's going to use it. And guess what? He freaking uses it. And that makes me more happier than it sitting in my box going, I have an elk antenna and an arrow antenna. Boy, I'm one of the cool guys. Anyway, it's another story. But yeah, it's freeing for me. So that I am proud of you, man. Dump it. You'll be much freer. You'll be like, shit, why didn't I do this 10 years ago? And you'll be much happier because you have either cash in your pocket or you've gotten rid of it and it's gotten to a better home. And, you know, your amplifier is probably going to get used somewhere down the road, which is cool.
Hopefully. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. It's funny, right? The guy that ended up buying the amplifier, basically what I did was I sold him the amplifier for what I wanted to sell the amplifier for. And a couple little things. I had a power supply, Astron 20 amp power supply, and he bought that for what I wanted. And then I just said, okay, look, I've got a Heathkit manual tuner that'll do full legal limit. It's beautiful condition. I boxed it up. It was well taken care of. I had a box. It was a complete 10-tech QRP radio fucking station.
Yep.
I was never going to touch it. It was literally in a box all wrapped in freaking, you know, that egg crate stuff that you put on your bed.
Yeah. Jeez.
Like, I mean, I boxed it up well. I packaged it up well. I gave him a milk crate full of CBs and a PA speaker and all of these miscellaneous things. And I was like, dude, just take it all. Just take it. Like, I don't need it.
I don't know if you saw sidebar. You saw the list that Ralph sent out about all of the estate sale.
The estate sale.
That he showed me the pictures. If four barns, floor to ceiling of stuff, radios. I mean, like the guy had quadruple, you know, six versions of the same radio and tubes like that you couldn't even figure out.
And identify. He said the Kenwood radios are like sick and mint.
Like, some of them are, and some of them are like the Tentec stuff, the Argonauts, all of those like classic tube radios, all like, but like the guy, like the widow was responsible for the widow's like, I didn't know he had this much stuff. Like he had literally hidden stuff in sheds that she never went into that they were pulling stuff out and pulling it out. Like the list was like four pages long. So like,
yeah, he clearly lived by the mantra, whoever dies with the most stuff most wins.
Toys. It literally, yeah. Tennis.
I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. Dude, you're much better off, especially where you're so mobile to, you know, get more out of the experiences and do stuff that, you know, you really want to do versus, you know, going back to like my fucking bucket list. Well, don't hang shit all over yourself that you've had for 10 years. You know, lighten the load. Jump with less.
Yes.
Not literally, but yes, you know what I mean. We've already established that that's not a good thing. So, yeah. I don't know. Okay.
I think for me the thing that I'm looking forward to the most with Nearfest is just the socialization of it. Like,
as always,
you know, it'll be good to see familiar faces that we haven't seen in a while. You know, it'll be good to hang out up at the campsite, you know, Friday night or Thursday night, you know, depending on who's around.
Yep.
You know,
Izzo's coming up.
Yeah, said Izzo Friday. Will be up there. So, yeah. So just to kind of give you a little who's who. So obviously we'll be up there. Matt from Reliance Attend will be up there. Tortoise will be there. Chris from, I just forgot his channel.
Lost Nation.
Thank you. Lost Nation Radio. He's, you guys seen him before. If you haven't, he's the one with the TV news van that's all decked out with HF. He does contesting. He's great there. There's a bunch of people. And I'm going to say this to everybody. We are not... You know, even though we talk and joke about how we're ham, you know, ham tuber superstars, kind of blah, 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 or Todd gives us crap about it. Dude, don't feel that you can't come up and say hello or introduce yourself or come hang. Just, you know, even if you feel like the least common denominator is Todd, then fine, go to Todd. But in essence, we're all approachable. We all want to hang out. We all say hello. Come hang out
with the common folk. We'll have our own tent. Don't worry. The peasants, we'll have fun.
The lords, the Lord Paul and Lord, you know, Eric. we'll kiss your ring kind of thing. But yeah, no.
No, come on by and hang out with us.
Are you also a lord?
Not yet. No, I wish I was. Callum hasn't quite bent that level yet. I don't know whether he does that like once a year or if it's every 5 years or whatever. And I don't know how you get on that list.
Well, you don't have to get it from Callum. My wife got me a Lord thing a couple years ago.
Oh, Christmas. No. Yeah. But I'm talking about like Callum sent a, you know, from DX Commander kind of Lord Callum kind of thing, you know, so that, oh, yeah. That was where I was going with the morph, but yeah, no, property for sure.
I've got two little plots in Scotland and yeah, no, I'm a Lord. Yeah.
Lord Grouch.
And that is the one place that you're not having to worry about selling because it's a piece of paper. You can put that in a folder and file it away.
It'll be up in my barn in the box. Where is, how much land is it? Is it like 1 foot by 1 foot?
Yeah, yep. It's super small. It's, you know, so
it's awesome.
When they start selling,
is it marked like with a brick, like, or is it just a big open field and you own one of those? Like, is it a legit plot?
Yeah, I think they put little flags to mark the little plots. But yeah. I got one from Lefroig, so it's on the Isle of Isla, and then I've got one from whatever the organization is there. That
too bad it's not like, you know, 20 by 20 that we could put like one tower, you know, ship all the hardware out there, put a 50 foot tower on that one property.
All these flags, plot like 50 plots.
Put your flag on the very top of it. We're going to have a beam and somehow we're going to feed, you know, coax to it and remote shack.
Dude, that'd be cool.
It would. What is Shannon remoting into? Because in essence, she's the one over in England, making contacts with herself. So
she lived over there. Is that how she got the English?
No, her boyfriend/fiance lives over there, and she was supposed to go over there. I don't know all the details. She can inform you. But long story short, she got her call sign over there too, as well.
So she just took the English test.
Yeah, she just took her. Basic or whatever foundation. I don't know what the license classes are over there, but took the lower of the two to get the same privileges.
But isn't it reciprocal?
No.
Nope. So if you go over to England, if you move to England, you can't use your American sign or call sign?
No.
But if you go over to England, can you use it?
If you're visiting, it might be SEPT.
Yeah.
So there are, this list is freaking huge, but you can go up to the FCC. There's a list of them that you can. Iceland's one, Indonesia. These are all reciprocal agreements. You just have to, have to do like any call sign stuff that like she had to do.
And, yeah, right. CEPT.
Yeah. So
that was like on the technician test, if I remember.
Yeah. Right. It was.
Yes, it was. I couldn't remember, so don't worry.
Because there's different agencies, like Europe has its own agency, and then like the rest of the world has it.
The IARU, right?
Yep, ITRU.
But I think you can go. I thought you could go like your call sign slash, and then
in the reciprocal countries you can.
Right.
Like. Where you have to get a call sign, like, you know, Canada is like a reciprocal country.
Yeah, so what do you have to do in Canada?
Like Walt did it in Poland.
Yeah.
Right.
But what do you do when you go, what's the slash? The country?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So like, so what with Canada would be you'd be a VE.
So it would be W1STG/PE?
I think it's the other way.
VE/W1STJ.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the country you're in / your call sign. But it also may be different for other countries too. You just have to read their.
But we don't do that. Like, are you supposed to do that for when you're in different states or different regions? Like when you go to Florida and you're a W1STJ? Because I've gotten like people who get all excited thinking I'm sitting in Florida and I get someone from like Alabama and they're all excited because they got New Hampshire. I'm like, sorry.
That sucks. Those are probably the old guys who don't realize that, you know, anybody can get a vanity call with whatever number. I remember growing up, like I had a guy who was Ohio, like he was an 8 call sign, and he had got special permission with forms and stuff like that to take his 8 call sign into Mass, where he finally, you know, moved instead of getting a 1 call. But yeah, you always guarantee it's like, oh, I got a 4 call. You knew you were getting somebody from New York. Now it's like, oh, I could get someone down the street because of, you know, NVIS or something like that, the 4 call.
New York would be a 2.
You can keep, now if you move around the country, you can just keep your call sign. You don't have to change it if you permanently move to like Florida.
Right, so. Now, yes. But who knows what's going to happen in 2 or 3 years, but whatever.
When I got issued my call sign, right, it was KC1OQN, and it was awful. And so I instantly went and applied for a vanity, and it was KF4TPY.
Right.
Yeah, with the ones.
Granted, it confused everybody because I lived in New Hampshire.
They just randomly gave you that one, or you picked it?
No, it's what he
picked. No, I picked it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Kilo Fishing 4 Therapy. That's why
you kind of let the air out of my balloon, you know, kind of when I first made contact with you. I was like, oh, wow, somebody who's not, you know, in our call zone. And it's like, cool, I get to meet somebody cool. Nope, sorry, he lives in New Hampshire, in the same fucking town I live in. so I lost all that. So, all right, well, let's let's kind of touch on some of the details real quick here, because I know Todd's bedtime is getting near here, and he's been with T-Mobile all day, so you know this is a breath of fresh air, I think, for him.
11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Did they ask you for a job? You want a job,
dude? I'll tell you right now, I know how to freaking scan the system, because I got. Listen, I had more devices than the program would do. So I said, all right, we'll just open up two accounts. They're like, oh, that's a good idea. So then you open up it resets all the other ones. So I got everything paid for. And then she's like, and in 90 days, you can just merge the accounts. I said, you're damn right, I'm going to do that.
And I'm getting rid of all your existing, you know, plans. Dude,
they were awesome about it. But I mean, look, there is a way. Sorry, I could tell people.
Sorry, Paul.
I could tell you how to get like a new phone. What you do is you go buy a phone, right? They'll give you up to $800. So if you're on Verizon, go buy a fucking brand new phone and then go switch to T-Mobile. They're going to give you $800 to pay off that phone. So if the phone was $1,200, you know, boom, you get a brand new phone for $400.
Yeah, Verizon does that too. But yeah, they all carriers do it.
Oh, right.
That's how they lure you in.
But Verizon's, there's no contract. It's 90 days before I can cancel it to get the rebates. So I was like, and it's the price is guaranteed for 5 years. I was like, that's fucking awesome, because Verizon was just raised me up $20. Didn't even just decided to put $6 extra on three devices of mine. So 22 years down the drain. Go on, right. Play it.
Play what? Oh, that wasn't
the 80-minute rant.
No,
yeah, it is.
No, that was calm, cool, and collective.
Oh. So if you want to know how to get some good cell switching,
come besides, I don't want to ruin your partnership agreement that you have with T-Mobile, because I know you get a stipend or a spiff every time.
I was ready to take a fucking job there. I was like, you know what? Fuck my job. I'll just go work here. I know
how to have it easier. Commission.
I'm like I was here for fucking the whole shift anyway.
So. Yeah, so we're going to do a couple of things, obviously, for folks that want to. If you're in the all-star mood, we'll have an all-star hub set up. So if you've got a mobile all-star set up and you want to communicate in and talk in, we'll have 580-871, which is our Live Free and Ham node. It's actually under my call sign, so if you're looking for it in the all-star list, look under N1JUR and it'll come up. But yeah, we're in test mode with that, like we mentioned earlier in the beginning of the episode. But we are going to be adding more stuff to it, and would love to have you guys join in and be part of the community, because that's really what we're setting it up for. Love to talk with more people and just stay in touch more often, and that's one way to do it. So we're going to try to test it out at Nearfest. So I'll have mine running up until I get to I'll have it running all day, because at that point it'll be up at
Bob needs to get his technician battery in an all-star node.
Who does?
Bob Kopp.
Oh yeah, well he's definitely got his technician. I know he's been studying. I texted him a couple of days ago.
Right, but that would be freaking awesome. Then I could talk to Bob in the morning.
It would be cool. So you hear it, Bob, come on, get going, prove Todd that you can get your technician, and we'll test you online.
I guarantee you Bob could probably get his all-star node set up faster than Todd.
Yeah,
that's why we love Todd. He keeps my technical skills sharp and my patience. But anyway, it's all good. So we'll be doing that.
You tell me, oh, it's real easy. Just connect it to your phone. Yeah, it's not that easy.
In most cases, it's easy.
Oh, just in my cases, it's not.
I'm sorry. I know you're the TV generation where you like the remotes and you.
I did everything. I went on YouTube. There's no freaking YouTube video on how to connect to your hotspot on your phone.
Yep, I agree. There's not. In that case, it was definitely not. And I had to learn, the hard way through it. But
we should make one then.
Do I look like I have time?
But we don't even know how to do it. So maybe you can't.
I can. Well, I can now. I mean, I've done it a couple of times at this point. So anyway, we are doing that. But I know, obviously, mesh taxes have been a popular thing, obviously, with most ham fests. So Live Free and Ham is going to be one of those things. Yes, the T1000E. I got mine here as well. One of my two charging, and I'll have my rack wireless one. And I don't think I'll have time to get the G2 set up in the truck. So no big deal. But With that, I am going to post on the Discord under the Mestastic channel, under Live Free and Ham, our QR code for scanning the Live Free and Ham channel. So we're going to keep it simple because we don't really know how much stuff is going to be there in terms of Mestastic. And we're just going to try to test it out. I know other Hamfests and other guys who are way smarter than us when it comes to Mestastic have their own custom setups and stuff like that. If we get to that point, come see me, because I'd love to have a conversation with you. You're way better at Meshtastic and you know what's going on. We're going to keep it simple with the channel. So scan that QR code over in our Discord. I'll post that in the next day or so. And we'll, let everybody know that that's going to be available. It's one way to just stay in touch with us. We're going to try to remember to do some, reminders and announcements as we're going to do live streaming or hanging out, or if we're doing some, crazy giveaway with stickers or whatever, we'll use that as a way to kind of just stay in communication with folks or just say hello. Simple as that. I think outside of that and our live streams, come see us. We don't bite. Watson doesn't either. And he's licks, just don't pet him when he's under, he's doing his job. But, outside of that, we love to say, come by, say hello, definitely say hello to us. We'll all have our stickers with us. If you want your big sticker hound like us, you'll definitely get a few. And simple as that. I mean, it's like Paul said, Near Fest is a place that we love, getting together, hanging out, having conversations.
Now, just for the record, this is going to be airing after Near Fest.
It will, yeah. So, in essence, most people will get their all updates. Although, for you Patreon folk, get this way in advance.
There you go.
Post on the Discords, get people interested, create some chatter, create some noise, spread the word. We're going to try as much as we can, everywhere else. So, keep an eye on our Discords for all of that stuff. So you can, share it on other places, because I know there's a Wonderland Discord that's got all of the hams there. And, so there's plenty of folks out there. We just want to include everybody and have some fun.
Cool.
So any last parting words, guys, before we shut the shit down?
See you at Nearfest.
Yeah. If we do see you at Nearfest, hello. Because after this airs, we'll have a recap. Well, no, we won't. You'll hear the live stream, and that'll be our recap. Yeah.
Thing is 7 p.m. if you're in the Bedford, New Hampshire area.
Oh, yes.
Get on the Bedford repeater, because the Grouch will be running one of his famous nets if he gets there on time.
Yep, that's 146.685 is the repeater. PL what?
100.
100, yep. Okay. And tune your radio in. We do the nightly net every week, and Grouch will be the NCO for that night, and you won't be disappointed. I guarantee it. We never are. And
to have fun with it.
Yeah, he does. He does a great job at it. No guarantee. No doubt about that. We'll start our live stream. So, check our channel out, Live Free and Ham, but we're going to do it why did I just freeze there? What the heck?
We're going to be doing it. We start around 6:30
or so. Yeah. We'll kick off the live stream. It'll just kind of be banter in the background, and then we'll really kick the show off. Like watch Reddit, when Grouch does that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Outside of that, I'm looking forward to it. Should be fun.
Cool.
All right. Well, with that, let's close the doors tonight. So thank you again for hanging out with us again on another Live Free and Ham episode. We truly appreciate everyone who listens to us and hangs out with us. And it definitely shows. Todd, I actually went back and verified really quickly that 600 downloads that we got in the day was legit. Yeah, so I don't know who's downloading our entire catalog, but we appreciate, it's quite a few folks. So hopefully you enjoyed every episode. And thanks again for subscribing to the channel. And hopefully you continue to support.
We broke 1,000 downloads this month.
Yeah.
Which we've never done before in a month.
Now I'm thinking about it.
It's not even over.
I know. I got to write that in our little, So I'll add that to our list of accolades that I've been tracking for a long time. But yeah, it's awesome. And we can't thank you guys enough for, just supporting and hanging out and listening to us. You can connect with us, as we always say. Head over to our Discord. It is super active. I mean, we're doing this recording right now, and Discord's just kind of flying by, and there's a ton of people having conversations. So it's always something good going on. So head over there and check that out. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure you hit the bell And so you get notified when we go live on Friday or any other time we do the live show. You can always leave us a voicemail at 978-233-1142. And as always, if you feel so led to support the show financially, you can head over to our Patreon or use any one of our bias support links. And with that, we thank you guys again. And always, head over to livefreeandham.com for all the latest stuff, show information, latest swag, and anything you might want to learn more about the hosts. And with that, thanks again for listening. And from all of us here at Live Free and Ham, 7-3.
7-3.